What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
A parent's worst nightmare come true in Long Beach. And in Montebello...
There's slashes. Like hitting wood like something.
Two people killed and two people injured in a hatchet attack. And...
It was quite a shock, even though I knew he was in bad health.
We remember a WWE legend. Welcome to the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. It's Thursday, July 24th, 2025. I'm Daniela DeRobio. We start in Long Beach with a story that's going to be tough to hear. Police say a woman was moving her car when her one-year-old child walked in front of the car and was struck. This happened in the carport of an apartment complex. The child was taken to the hospital and passed away. Police say that they don't believe the mother was impaired or distracted when it happened. They're still investigating the whole thing. There's also an investigation in Montebello. Police say a man and a boy were killed in a hatchet attack early this morning. A woman and a girl were injured and taken to the hospital. Our John Baird spoke with a man who said his daughter was the one who heard the commotion and actually called the cops.
Yeah, a lot of screaming, and the boy or girl screaming. And he said something, I don't know what, but then they say she heard that there's slashes. Hitting wood like something.
Really
like,
hurt?
Yeah, like that. Like really hurt. You can hear it from, well, my window's right there.
Police say there are no outstanding suspects and there's no danger to the community at this time. The world of pop culture has been hit with some tough losses this week. On Monday, we lost Malcolm Jamal Warner. On Tuesday, we lost Ozzy Osbourne. And today, WWE legend Hulk Hogan died at 71 years old. Police responded to his home in Clearwater, Florida for a reported cardiac arrest. The wrestler was taken to the hospital where he died. Hulk Hogan was, if not the wrestling icon. Our Vicky Moore spoke with former wrestler Joey Chaos Munoz about the impact Hogan had in the world of wrestling.
His impact in wrestling, you know, can't be ignored. You know, he really paved the way for what we do today, for what I do today here at Santino Brothers. We train the next generation. And without Hulk Hogan, you know, the colorful, the pageantry that he brought to wrestling, you know, the memories that he brought to wrestling, you know, and at the same time, you know, Hulk Hogan, he's a complicated individual. You know, he said and did things that hurt people, but at the same time, we can't pretend that this man and his legacy didn't pave the way for professional wrestling as we know it today.
Yeah, what did he bring to professional wrestling that was unique, that changed the game?
Oh, Hulk Hogan. I mean, just as a kid, I remember my first pay-per-view that I ever watched was Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant. And, you know, as a kid, you just wanted to see him, you know, slam the Giant. And when he did do that, it's just, it made every kid in America, every kid around the world just believe that they can do and be a professional wrestler. You know, he's a larger-than-life individual. He's larger-than-life as a professional wrestler. And he just really, he made people feel something. And that's why people come and they want to be professional wrestlers today. And that's why it's so global today.
Because you want to slam the Giant. yes. How does it go forward, right? Again, sort of, you know, we look back at the influence, let's look forward. You know, the kids that you, or the people that you train now to be wrestlers, you know, how is the industry now after Hulk Hogan?
You know, it's going to be a huge impact. I mean, there's definitely a divide in the industry, you know, because of Hulk Hogan. But at the same time, my wrestling ropes are very colorful, and that's because of the color that Hulk Hogan brought to professional wrestling. And you know, I think that just it's definitely a huge hit in our industry. And I mean, just everybody that comes in has a story of a professional wrestler that made them feel something. And whether that is Hulk Hogan or not, I'm sure Hulk Hogan influenced that wrestler that made these kids feel things, that wanted to come in here and actually try to do, you know, what Hulk Hogan did.
I love how you like talking to you, and you sound so calm. And I'll admit, I haven't seen you wrestle, but I love that your name is Chaos.
Yes, many years ago. But now, you know, I'm the father figure to many students, and just see the students just, you know, thrive in this industry is just what kind of takes me to the next level.
It's a lot of fun. All right, Joey Chaos Munoz, Santino Brothers Wrestling School in Bell Gardens. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's been a tough day for sure. But for street vendors and business owners in the Westlake neighborhood, things have been tough economically because of the ICE raids. They're telling local leaders, hey, we need help now. Our Karen Adams has that story.
Vendors normally line the streets, and shops usually are busy with customers here in LA's Westlake neighborhood. Since the raids, Juan Rodriguez with a local group says things are different, and now more than 500 people are facing bankruptcy and evictions.
The community is in bankruptcy.
Rodriguez and several vendors held a news conference here at the corner of 6th and Alvarado to call on Mayor Bass and city and county lawmakers to do something.
We are working with the office of Eunices Hernandez to support the street vendors. They are doing not like a maximum, but they are helping us. But another thing is, like, we are asking the office, Karen Bass, to support the community, because she is the responsible for the fence. She is responsible for the economy of the community. She is responsible to ask the landlords and the owners to lower the rent in this moment.
He says many people here are 2 months away from losing everything.
You're probably wondering, is she going to talk about it? Yeah. Let's talk about it. Today, an official with the Justice Department met with Ghislaine Maxwell. If the name sounds familiar, she's the former girlfriend and associate of Jeffrey Epstein. She's in prison now because she was convicted for sex trafficking. Deputy General Todd Blanch met with her in Florida today, and according to the Associated Press, he told reporters that Maxwell answered every single question. Will Summer, a senior reporter at The Bulwark, spoke with KNX about the meeting.
It's a very strange situation, to be honest. I mean, as we know, over the past 3 weeks, we've gone from the administration saying they were going to release all this information to suddenly saying, get over it, move on. And Donald Trump calling his supporters weaklings and stupid for believing in that there was more to the Epstein story than was being revealed. Obviously, Epstein or Trump now has been implicated as being in the files, according to the Wall Street Journal, albeit perhaps not in a criminal capacity. And so, you know, at this point, I think the administration is just trying to wrap it up somehow. They know that this story has gotten out of control, and they're trying to find some way to say, well, we looked into it and, you know, case closed. But really, I mean, they're doing that with Ghislaine Maxwell. They're trying to get some grand jury transcripts unsealed. They may or not succeed there. But it seems like there's a lot of information they aren't that interested in looking into.
All right. Are you ready for some good news? I feel like you are. Well, it's good news if you live in Anaheim. So we all know Disneyland tickets are expensive. But if you're an Anaheim resident, you can get a discount. That's right. The Mouse is offering residents tickets for $70. The deal starts August 4th and runs through until mid-September. If this piques your interest and you want to learn more, you can check it out on our website. Well, that's it for this edition of the LA Local. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Daniela DeRobio, and I'll see you later.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.